Thank you very much. Good afternoon to everybody. I do not have a question, but I would like to, as a national focal point for Protocol on Water and Health, for GLAS and for JMP, I would like to share some Serbian experience in implementing all of these processes. I would like, first of all, to say that Serbia has been participating in GLAS and GLAS reporting cycle, cycles and the GMP consultation process since 2013 and 2015, respectively. And that Serbia, I can say that we benefited a lot from participating in both processes. For example, we benefited in several dimensions. I can say, first of all, related to enhancing a good intersectoral collaboration and establishing a good intersectoral collaboration in WASH, in all WASH domains. All, for example, we established several working groups besides a joint body for implementation of Protocol on Water and Health. We established a similar one for GLAS process, and which continually has been working on WASH issues between two GLAS cycles and, for example, GMP consultation also processes. Several second dimensions that we benefit is improving of evidence base on WASH situation related to governance, monitoring, human resources and financing, which led to informing a baseline analysis under the Protocol on Water and Health and setting targets in several specific areas such as WASH in schools, WASH in healthcare facilities, and also in the area of small-scale water supply and sanitation system. The third dimension that we benefit from GLAS and JMP is improving of national surveillance system on WASH in schools and healthcare facilities through integration of JMP indicators in our national monitoring system. And you had opportunity to hear from Enki, Serbian case study, nice presentation that was presented our efforts to deeply assess the WASH situation in healthcare facilities, to employ the JMP indicators, core questions and expanded questions, and also which served and helped us to define some advanced indicators for monitoring of WASH in healthcare facilities. And also, I would like to highlight the one more dimension that we benefit from GLAS and JMP. It is also that GLAS data and JMP data informed our policy making and improvements in some indirect way. For example, one of the direct impact from the WASH, from National Survey of WASH in Healthcare Facilities was amending of a rule book on IPC control, where we integrated the WASH in when we integrated WASH in IPC control by introducing obligatory and mandatory educational work staff on in for hand hygiene and other wash aspects, and also where we introduce mandatory drinking water quality control in healthcare facilities. I would like also to highlight that GLASS and GMP and also protocol on water and health are very interrelated, and we see a lot of synergies between three processes. And I can add also that national monitoring system, our national monitoring system, can also join in this interrelationship, because as you can see, by integrating GMP indicators and also GLASS indicators for 6B SDG target, we also, in our national monitoring system, we are able to report in at global level for on our indicators related to SDG 6. So I think that is all from Serbia. Best regards from Belgrade, and look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you very much, Dragana, for your